The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of RIB English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
Brothers and sisters, we're talking about su'udhan. Su'udhan, or thinking badly of others. And we said this is a serious spiritual disease. It's something that threatens families. There are two main reasons why distrust is created in a family. And once distrust is created in a family, tranquility, which is what we need to grow spiritually, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا, that tranquility is destroyed once there's su'udhan. That's one of the main factors that destroys this. So what happened was, for us, the focus was going to be, how can we rid ourselves of this evil trait? We talked a little bit about what effects it has on our ibadah. The hadith talk about the effects it has on our deen, in addition to destroying our families. And we also talked about the idea of what happens when it affects a community, when a community has su'udhan one person to the other. Now, there's a principle that you and I want to always keep in mind whenever we attend an akhlaqi reminder. That first reminder for myself is this: we're trying to fix ourselves. Is there any of the ahadith today I can receive a message I need to hear? I'm focused on me. What can I learn from the Ahlul Bayt in order to fix myself? Number two that we want to always keep in mind is the idea that in any spiritual disease that we're suffering from, we never despair. We never say that I've been dealing with, I formed this habit, I'm acting in this way, I know what Islam says, but I've been dealing with this for so long, now I despair. From an Islamic point of view, we never despair. We believe with Allah's help, everything is possible. We do our part, Allah helps. So we want to keep those two in mind. What I've noticed is sometimes, even for someone who has achieved a college degree, I studied, I had to get that degree, I might not be a reader in my personal life. Someone who actually sits down and reads books, I might not be. There's some people who develop that habit from a very young age, bringing their children, going to the library, reading books, reading beneficial books, becoming a reader, whereas sometimes people are paralyzed. As an adult, they just can't really sit down and read. These are also areas for us to work on. And the other one was the idea of thinking, this is Amir al-Mu'mineen advising us, history. We're told that events resemble, Amir al-Mu'mineen explains to us, events resemble themselves. Those people who spend time studying history, seeing where I would be in these various scenarios, their intellect also, of course, is strengthened. Now, one of the areas, this is the last part, that I'm supposed to spend my time thinking about, so thinking in general, especially about all those areas that I said that strengthens the intellect, in order for us to rid ourselves of this particular trait, one of the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt is to teach us to think about the benefits of ridding ourselves of this trait. For instance, in our case, husnuddhan, and the torments and tragedies that come when I have su'udhan. One of the areas the Ahlul Bayt wanted me to spend time thinking about, to ponder over in order to rid myself, because what happens is you and I were looking for truth. We're looking for God. If somebody explains it to us, if it's in my frontal lobe, if I can see it, then I'm going to move towards that direction. One of the areas for me to spend time thinking, pondering, is specifically about this trait. I'm going to share a few ahadith about this trait. One of them from Amir al-Mu'mineen says that the person, man sa'at dhununuhu, the person who thinks badly about others, will end up in a situation, i'taqada al-khiyanata biman la yakhunhu, the person will end up, because my intellect was running wild, I will consider a person to be a traitor who didn't betray me. I'taqad, I will consider the person, you become my enemy. I will come to a conclusion. The person didn't do anything. Amir al-Mu'mineen says, that is such a low thing to do. Such a base thing to do. Somebody who's not doing that. I just followed my dhunoon. And I came to this conclusion. It's a terrible thing to do. Amir al-Mu'mineen teaches us. The other one that's very interesting is that if this happens in a family, God forbid, it can happen between friends. The hadith that I'm going to explain to you is not one that's limited to a family. It can happen between friends. What happens is I destroy the possibility of a repair attempt. What does that mean? You and I, let's say our relationship is fractured for whatever reason. It's not good. Something happened. Imagine two people trying to fix a situation, but both of them are suspicious of every move of the other person. The person's trying to do good. They're trying to repair the relationship. They're trying to reach out to me. But now I'm like, well, now what are you doing? Where's your angle? So now imagine a family where everybody is suspicious of everybody. If you bring something, a wife goes over, she's trying to repair the relationship. She says, you know what? We had a fight yesterday. Now I'm going to go over. I'm going to serve my husband breakfast in bed, for instance. The husband's sitting, oh, breakfast in bed. Why? The person's trying to fix it. I don't let them because I think they're khain. I think every move they make, the hadith says this. He tells Imam Hassan this, لا يغلبن عليك سوء الظن. Amir al-Mu'mineen tells Imam Hassan in that letter, in letter 30, 31. He says, don't ever let su'udhan overpower your thinking that now you think in this kind of a way. He says, fa'innahu, if you do this, la yada'u baynaka wa bayna khalilin sulha. You won't leave any way between you and a khalil, a friend. You won't leave any way to fix it. There's no sulh now. I can't. We're always at war because every attempt is bad. Every attempt is a mistake. Hadith tells us. So we have other hadith about that, but the other one, brothers and sisters, is to look at the hadith about husnuddan. What are the rewards of thinking good of people? I have a good God. If I do my responsibility, God won't let bad things happen to me. Tests that happen, Allah's running the show. I'm okay. What happens if I have husnuddan? We need to talk later, inshallah, about the limits. When is it that I'm mistrusting? But right now, husnuddan, thinking good of others. What does that do for me? Hadith says this, husnuddan rahatul qalb. The first thing that happens is that my heart is in a state of peace. Instead of me always looking, watching, being careful, on my guard, having the guard up, not let anybody do anything to me, always ready, always panicking. What does it do to me emotionally inside? The Imam continues, he says, وَالسَّلَامَةُ الْبَدَنِ. There's actual a physical effect of always being worried, always on my guard, always adrenaline flowing, never being able to relax. The Imam says there's an actual effect on the physical body. رَحَةُ الْقَلْبِ وَالسَّلَامَةُ الْبَدَنِ. The last one is this, when we think good of others, when we believe in others, when we trust other people, when we think, when somebody's trying to do something, I think that this person is a good person. We express that, we believe that. It creates love between us and that person. One person has to always be on guard, walking. Every time I even say something, I want to have a conversation with you, I have to think 10 times. Maybe I'll say something, next thing you know something. You get tired of the person. But what about if I have husnuddan? I expect good from people. The Imam says this, مَنْ حَسُنَ ذَنُّهُ بِالنَّاسِ. Whoever thinks good of people, حَازَ مِنْهُمُ الْمَحَبَّةِ. The people love him. The people love that believer.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم محمد يا مؤمنين صل على